Imagine in your mind's eye that you are entering the darkness of the spiral arm of the galaxy of consciousness. You can feel that the entry point is crowded with the consciousnesses of many people trying to get in. It is chaotic and noisy, with a lot of trampling, pushing, and shouting, similar to a railway station crowded with people trying to get into a train ready to leave. With the next deep breath, you are taking off on the apex of a wave, as if you are riding atop a surfboard. You descend the wave slowly. The noises outside abate. With each breath, you ride another wave up and then down, bringing you more and more forward through the arms of the galaxy. As you travel toward the center of the galaxy, you become more aware of a sense of relaxation. The calm feeling deepens along with the almost total silence outside. You are becoming lighter and lighter as you descend each wave because you are discarding, one after another, any attachments that trigger anxiety, anger, envy, ego, gloom, greed, pride, despair, disappointments, disagreements, displeasures, jealousy, losses, failures, fears, hurts, regrets, and revenge. Release these. You ride 6, 7, or more waves. Now you see a faint light in front of you. By this time, you are weightless and gently float into the zone of light coming from the center of the galaxy. You are totally content and relaxed. You are engulfed in the faint yellow glow at the perimeter of the brilliant light coming from the center core of the galaxy. You begin to see individual faces of people with whom you are familiar. They are slowly getting more and more vivid. You feel warm, peaceful, and joyful, similar to what you experienced as an infant resting in your mother's arms. You are in a blissful state. Now you feel the gravitational pull transporting you forward further and further into the center of the galaxy. A faint breeze blows around you, created by other consciousnesses passing around you. You realize that these faces are not attached to a body. They remind you of departed parents, grandparents, relatives, and friends, some of whom gave you companionship and counsel. You remember others whom you comforted when they were suffering. You realize that all of them are now enjoying the eternal state of bliss at the core of consciousness. You feel happy for them. You continue to feel the gravitational force pulling you into the center. However, you are unable to move forward because you are tethered to your body. You want to stay in this blissful state a little longer, but you cannot. Before you open your eyes, take a moment to review what has just happened. You had a peek at the joyful state of consciousness that each one of us is born with and still resides deep within us. You have experienced a sliver of blissfulness, calm, and peace that your own consciousness will be part of when your days on Earth are over. Okay, now you may open your eyes. I suggest that you take time to visit that blissful state of mind periodically so that you won't be afraid when your time comes. You can do this from anywhere because thought can travel faster than the speed of light. Famed researcher Paul Edmond expressed that the feeling of joy can be felt multiple ways, using your senses, from amusements, in response to overcoming a challenge, from a novel experience, after an episode of anxiety or fear, when viewing something astonishing or admirable, having accomplished a difficult task, when a loved one earns an honor or reward, after witnessing an act of compassion, or as a gratitude after receiving an act of kindness or unsolicited good fortune. To his list, I would add that after mastering this meditation, what you experience when you are connected with your inner self is joy.